We're joined now on the Maple Toyota Hotline by our NFL analyst, longtime NFLer from FS1. Here's Marcellus Wiley. How you doing, Marcellus?
I'm doing great, man. Better than Mike McCarthy right now. Wow.
What do you make of this reaction that, like, this is disrespectful to fire him during the season?
Come on.
Well, I think it is in terms of reputation, in terms of his tenure. This is a 13-year coach, only had three losing seasons, including this one. Super Bowl champion coach that really seemed like he became the scapegoat just because of personality differences, or you can say offensive philosophy differences with his star quarterback. So this is just a classic case of big bank take little bank, and Aaron Rodgers is going to win out right now with this new regime as they restructured their organization last year. So new sheriff in town usually means new laws. But I don't know if Mike McCarthy signed off on this or not. That hasn't been fully reported, but if I'm a Super Bowl championship coach that has given you as many winning seasons as your star quarterback has, and his greatness is tied to my greatness, I would rather finish out what I started than to abruptly be released in the middle of the year.
Well, I do think losing at home to Arizona, I mean, that's impossible to explain. That Arizona team is terrible, and the Packers, they haven't won a game on the road this year. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is done. He's had enough, and he's going to win out. I mean, I get it. I understand. They had to move on from McCarthy. And I think Rodgers, he'll probably be included in whoever they're going to hire next. But he's got three or four more great years, man. They've got to make the most of it. And they got to find a way to put him in a position to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting. I'm not going to damn Aaron Rodgers, but okay, we did this for you. Now let's see what we can win because of you. He's the most talented quarterback. We all respect him. But there are many of players, including Hall of Famers or future Hall of Famers, that say Aaron Rodgers is a little overvalued. And it's going to be exposed for good or for bad going forward, because I think we have really diminished what Mike McCarthy has done for Aaron Rodgers and think it's all Aaron Rodgers and all the poor assets around him. I hope he gets what he wants and proves that he's more than just a one-time Super Bowl champion, like his coach proved that he was just a one-time Super Bowl coach. This can go both ways, guys. Aaron Rodgers lives off script. He's very difficult to block for as an offensive lineman. It hasn't really made everyone better around him. But I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes, because I didn't think that a personality clash should have been enough where you get rid of a 13-year tenured head coach who had won a championship for you.
Marcellus, the Chargers picked up another win yesterday. Phillip Rivers has always been a guy that I've liked watching. I saw him play at NC State when I lived in North Carolina, but I always thought quality quarterback. I don't know if he's got the jam to get it done. Do you think he's turned a corner where they might be a team to be reckoned with in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's interesting with the Chargers. I've been to all their games out here in L.A., and being a former Charger, certainly respect and root for him. He's been a guy that's been undervalued on the national landscape, and that borderline Hall of Fame conversation, but obviously needs to go deep in the playoffs once again, hopefully make a Super Bowl. Remember, this was a guy that went to the AFC Championship game, but because of injury, he played, but didn't play up to his standard. And I think a lot of people forgot about him, forgot about the Chargers. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2013, so I get it. But this is a real team. Mm-hmm. And everyone's kind of looking at yesterday's game as, oh, the Steelers collapsed. I think of it more as the Chargers woke up after that cross-country flight and that primetime game, and they didn't have their starting running back. It took them a half to realize, oh, guys, we're down 16, but we're good, so we're going to figure this out. And they figured it out in that second half, and they're going to be reckoned with in the AFC that is really tight and really contentious.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. I like that Chargers team, but I look at the AFC. Kansas City, New England, Houston, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, Baltimore's coming on. I mean, it's stacked up top. And honestly, I think just based on history, I have to give New England the top seed in my power rankings right now. Kansas City's great, but we know what just happened with Kareem Hunt. I mean, where do you stand on that logjam atop the AFC, and how would you kind of play out the power rankings? Okay.
He's gone.
See you later.
He's got Dubas's phone.
Yeah. What's up with the phones?
Maybe it's our phone line. We've had nothing but problems, because didn't we have callers on Fridays during that? I mean, I don't want to reflect, but we had about a half an hour of a hot garbage.
Absolute dumpster fire of radio. The worst radio maybe ever put forth.
When?
What are you Friday between 5:30 and 6.
We were a basement
despicable radio
podcast. We were awful.
I thought it was great.
We were pronouncing boreal psalming for
it was
a minute
terrible.
And a half.
It was terrible.
It was awful. We tried
to
take calls.
I know you don't like bad phones, but that one kind of chaps my ass where it's like, what do you think of that?
Oh, it's the worst timing. And you'd rather they're into their answer, and then it kind of gets choppy.
Like he just said,
you never know how.
Marcellus,
they could be.
I think we got him back.
Okay, good.
You want to give it a shot?
Yes.
Marcellus, you got us?
I'm here. Did you have a great question and no answer?
Yeah, basically. I liked it. I mean, I was talking about the AFC, and with Kansas City, New England, Houston, Pittsburgh, the Chargers. I mean, do you have a favorite out of those five teams?
Yeah, I have a favorite. I think the Kansas City Chiefs. They did beat the Chargers. Obviously, that high-powered offense. Losing Kareem Hunt, but still being formidable and going out there. Put up 33 against a lowly Oakland team, but not a bad response after having a Friday like they had and still responded like that on a Sunday. I think tier two is all the other teams that you just mentioned, whether it's Houston. We'll put them at the bottom of tier two. And then there's the Patriots, Chargers. You got to respect what they're doing. The Steelers still in it. Four or five teams that are legit in the AFC. So which way is up? I think it's Kansas City, but everyone's close behind.
With Marcellus Wiley, you mentioned the Chiefs and what happened on Friday. That would be Kareem Hunt. And TMZ does it again. They get their hands on the video just like they did with Ray Rice. And all hell breaks loose and the Chiefs cut him. And he went on a PR campaign this weekend. Do you think that was the right move for Kareem Hunt?
Tough one, man. I start by saying that this is a world of second chances, if not more than that. But you have to earn them. And those chances have to be earned by your behavior, your contrition, your rehabilitation. So not just your words. So in that spirit, I understand he deserves another opportunity if he earns it. But right now we're going through a process where all the facts are not out. A lot of people are making extreme opinion-based solutions. And I don't know if this was the proper time to hear from Kareem Hunt, but there is a school of thought that says, hey, try and get in front of as much of this as possible. If not, everyone's going to write your narrative and cement it. And it'd be much more difficult for you to go out there and recover your name and reputation. So he's a young talent, made several mistakes. I don't think this is the only situation we're going to be talking about when we discuss Kareem Hunt. So he has anger issues. He has some issues to deal with in his life before he worries about getting his occupation back. But that said, let's get the process going. And it's a disturbing video to watch, and it's unfortunate, a lot of former players shaking their heads, knowing that it's about the company you keep and those split decision moments where you have to think about all that you have worked for and all that you have to lose, which can all come crumbling down in moments like that. And I think a lot of players have been put in that position before, but have reacted the right way. But every now and then, we've seen it go the wrong way, and we saw it again.
Well, and as I said, TMZ got their hands on it, and it kind of feels like deja vu. It was 4 years ago the Ray Rice stuff went down, and the NFL took a lot of flack for not seeking out more details. And
just a question for you and Marcellus, like, and this is, it's not the right train of thought, but could his agent or people pay to get it back and never seen again? Or
well, it's out there now. I mean,
no,
I guess,
I mean, at the time, could they ever caught wind,
I guess they could have
call up TMZ and say how much to get it back, and or they don't want that anyway.
I don't know how that would work. I mean, I guess maybe you could have called the hotel or the condo or whatever and got in front of it and got it first and destroyed the evidence. And you know, that's a cynical way of looking at it, but it may be a realistic way. But you know, in terms of the NFL and the reaction to this, you know, it just seems, as an outsider, Marcellus, who I'm sure was tested many, many times for PEDs and for marijuana and all this other stuff, seems like they're always seeking that out. You know, they'll go above and beyond to find out if anyone's taking PEDs or smoking weed. But if someone's been accused of doing something, they don't search that hard. They don't try to find out really what happened. Like, why is that? Well, and why haven't they learned from this?
Yeah. Well, look, their incentives shape behavior. And the incentives for the NFL is to find guys that are on steroids. Their incentives to find guys on PEDs because it protects the integrity of the game and perception. So a fan sits there and says, oh, they're trying to create an equal playing field. They don't want a guy out there on roid rage. We get it. But let's be real. And this is a conversation the NFL doesn't like to have, but they're not incentivized to find out if there's a video of Kareem Hunt allegedly committing domestic violence. Because, one, they don't want any of this to occur on their watch under their umbrella at the NFL. But, two, they certainly are not going to go to all extremes to find the video because they want to keep their image as squeaky clean as possible. That said, there would have been a lot of resources paid to find that video. If there is a video out there, the way TMZ model is, they'll pay you. So there's no way of ever having a video out there and getting it destroyed. It's not going to work unless you're really trying to go out there and pay that much money. But then the people who are receiving these benefits and have these videos, security guards making $20,000 a year, and then a TMZ calls them and says, here's $100,000 for a leaked video. It's going to happen all the time. TMZ will win in these situations time and time again. So the NFL, they have to realize that they're dealing with a cottage industry that is incentivized to expose all wrongdoings. And that's a hell of a beast to go against. So the NFL has to reshape its behavior and policies, or else this will continue to happen.
Great stuff as always, Marcellus. Enjoy the week, buddy. We'll do it again next Monday.
All right, guys. Take care. Next week.
There's Marcellus Wiley, longtime NFLer, our NFL analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.